Our pleasure today to have Tara Matthews and Traylon Fitzgerald here with us. They're representing Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Greater Pittsburgh. And they've had an animal already to add. Who thought of the animal? Was it both of you?
I guess I did. I just wanted to mention little Sebastian from Parks and Recreation because he's one of the most important mini horses of all time.
I had no idea. Now, you just made me think of the monkey on Friends. If you remember, there was a little monkey that hung out. The voice you just heard was Tara Matthews, and Traylon Fitzgerald is here, too. Is it Traylon or Traylon?
Traylon.
I thought that might be the case. Tell me a bit about yourself.
Well, I'm a 17-year-old girl that goes to Brashear. I'm a senior. And I also, in the school, I made a club called the Pacific and Asian Pacific Club. Because I was in the African club, and I thought since we have a club representing African and Black students, we should have one for all the Asian people. So I made a club for that.
That's wonderful. Do you have any Asian heritage in your family?
Not that I know of, because I'm multiracial, so I don't really know.
But that was really a kind thing to do, to encourage a club like that so other students could get engaged. We know this from doing a lot of work at Brashear. There are at least a dozen international clubs, aren't there? Maybe even more.
Yeah. There's a lot.
That's great. What do you like doing?
What do I like doing?
Yeah, for fun.
I like to read a lot and, like, watch history channels and that stuff.
What have you read lately that you really liked? Or do you have a book that some folks maybe have never heard of that's one you really have enjoyed?
If you're more like into like myth and legends, there's a book called Myth and Legends. I don't know who wrote it, but it's about different legends of people's cultures around the world.
That sounds fascinating. So does it compare different cultures and the myths they have?
Kind of, but it's more like there's chapters just focusing on theirs and not comparing it to other people's.
I see. So just giving you a chance to read them and sort of just see how they are presented in other cultures. Have you thought about what you might like to do after you graduate?
Either being a vet or an archaeologist.
Wow. How are you promise-wise?
Promise-wise?
Pittsburgh promise?
Yeah, ready.
You're ready? Promise ready? I know it seems funny that I would ask you that, but I promise, it's my promise to all my friends at Pittsburgh Public to support the Pittsburgh Promise. If you don't know about that, if you're listening, Pittsburgh Public Schools has an amazing program that if you maintain a good grade point average, you don't have to be like absolutely 4.0, you just have to be at a certain level. They'll give you significant scholarship money that's available to help support education beyond high school, which is pretty cool. But you have to be a Pittsburgh Public School student to qualify for it. Do you have any stuff you like to do outside or outdoors?
Outdoors.
You know, like sports or nature or anything?
Oh, me and my mom walk our dog in, like, nature trails.
Nice.
That's like a hobby of ours.
Oh, that's great.
Mm-hmm.
It's really nice to meet you. Tell me a little bit about your big sister who's here. Or I say big sister. Is your relationship big sister, little sister, or is it mentor 2.0? Because I know that's occurring out of Brashear, too.
Technically, we're mentor 2.0.
But you're probably like sisters, too, right? tell me a little bit about her.
She's really easy to talk to about things that's going on in my life, so it makes it easy for me, and she's really funny to talk to, and I think we have a lot in common.
That's pretty awesome to be able to say that about Tara. What was it like when you first met?
It was like three years ago?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
For me, it was kind of awkward because I am shy of meeting new people, but I think we got along really well and quickly, too.
I think so, too.
And tell me a little bit about yourself, Tara. Are you working or what's your job?
So I work for the city of Pittsburgh. I am a digital analyst in the innovation and performance department, and I've been living in Pittsburgh for 10 years.
That's great. And, you know, that department does some pretty amazing things. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell a true story from the city of Pittsburgh. We submitted a form, as our nonprofit organization does, and we made a boo-boo on it. And this nice person said, "You made a boo-boo," and we knew we had, actually. And she said, "You know, just email me a copy correcting it, and we'll take care of it." That's a friendly city. People say all sorts of things about cities, and you can't fight City Hall and stuff. And what people don't realize are the people in City Hall are people, human beings, just like you. And your job is to try to, I guess, monitor how things go, right, to measure things.
Yes. So my job is to collect the data that we produce in our day-to-day work and see how we can do our jobs better.
That's great. Do you ever collect anecdotal stories like the one I just told?
I do. One thing I worked on is potholes, and I got to ride on a pothole truck and talk to people as they're filling potholes on the street and see what their experience was with it.
That's got to be pretty amazing. Have you gone to see where Tara works?
No, you should not yet.
I should.
Yeah. I don't know if they'll let you ride the pothole truck or not. You might have to work up to that a little bit. So what do you guys do when you get together?
Well, we, for the most part, we would get together at school and we'd hang out, play games, and check in with each other. And I think recently our match upgraded, so now we can hang out outside of school, which is why we're here.
That's great. So, yeah, the Mentor 2.0 program, and I know with school getting ready to start, there's a real need for more mentors. But that's, is it every 2 weeks? How does that work at the beginning, that program?
So Mentor 2.0 is really special because I know a lot of people are concerned about the time requirement that you need to do to be in Big Brothers Big Sisters. So you talk to your mentor via email once per week, and then you hang out with them at school once per month. And it's really important because there's always a need for more mentors. I know right now we need 60 men and 60 women to join the program so that all of the children who really want a mentor can have one. But it's really much easier, I think, than people who expect to hang out outside of work or outside of school every single week.
So it's only one monthly face-to-face visit, and the rest is done by phone or by text?
By email. So it's like an online platform.
That's great, and it gives you a good way to get to know somebody. And there's a lot of significant things that you can do online. What are some of the things you guys end up talking about and doing?
Good question. I know in the beginning, Traylon was in a class where she worked on leadership skills, and we would talk about her lessons.
Yeah, and then it progressed to, like, traveling and then talking about our animals.
We talk about our pets a lot.
Yeah.
That's funny, since we were just talking about animals. What are your pets?
I have one dog and three cats.
What's your dog's name?
So my dog's name is Buddy.
And that's the dog you walk with your mom on nature trails.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I like dogs, but I also especially like cats. I have a cat named Gracie.
Mm-hmm.
What are your cat's names?
So the oldest one, her name is Ginger, and the two youngest is Maya and Wren.
Do they all get along?
For the most part, yeah, but there's times where Ginger will let them know, like, this is my spot, don't come near.
Yes, I'm the grand cat.
Mm-hmm.
This is my domain.
Yes.
And do you have pets too, Tara?
I have one cat.
What's your cat's name?
His name is Bear. He's a Maine Coon mix.
Oh, my gosh. So
he's like about 20 pounds.
You know, our cat, Gracie, is kind of big also, and not that big, but Gracie, in her younger years, used to fetch like a dog fetches.
Oh, my cat fetches.
Yeah, I think that's rare. Gracie would like twist ties were her favorite thing, and she would bring it, drop it at our feet, and like insist that we throw it and bring it back. I'm sure Buddy might do that, but do your cats do that?
My dog actually acts more like a cat than my cats do. Yeah.
Well, he's got to fit in with you know, three cats in the house.
Right. My oldest one, Ginger, she will go to the door, the back door, and want to be let out like the dog. And she'll just roll around in the grass and then come back in.
Oh, that's something. Now I know why you're thinking about being a veterinarian. Mm-hmm. I can tell you love animals so much. You mentioned the one club you're involved in. Are there other clubs at school that you do leadership work in or projects at school?
Well, I used to be in the African club, which is a really fun thing because you get to learn about their dance, their culture, and they're really nice people to get along with. But being in that club and my club, the days were at the same day, so I couldn't do both.
I had that problem too in high school. I was just thinking about it. I have a high school reunion coming up, and you can't sometimes be a good club member to multiple clubs, mm-hmm. even though you like them both.
Right.
Tara mentioned leadership. Have you applied those skills anywhere, the leadership training that you've had?
I haven't really got the opportunity to yet, but I hope I will be able to soon.
It's good that you're learning those things. Is there anybody who might be listening that you want to give a shout out to? They may hear you later, if not right at this very moment.
No, I don't think so.
I would say my friends Patrick and Amanda, because they listen to public radio all the time.
Patrick, Amanda, you're our kind of people. We're glad that you're here. So, if you had three wishes, do you have any idea what your wishes might be?
Three. The first one, to be able to travel free.
Oh, that would be really cool.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I like asking this question, because other people's wishes are pretty neat. So, and maybe I'm going to just append it. Like the idea of just being able to snap your fingers and be anywhere you want to be.
Yeah.
That would be cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What else might you wish for?
I don't know. I haven't really thought of that.
I know what one of mine would be, is to remove mosquitoes from the ecosystem.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, or at least from our direct ecosystem.
Just to cease to exist. Just yeah. Like,
this has been a tough year for them. I've been getting bit a lot, actually.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my other one would be able to read animals' minds.
Oh, my gosh.
Like Eliza Thornberry. Yeah. That before your time?
I think.
Don't you wish you could talk to your dog or cat? Mm-hmm. And just for a minute, like...
Yeah.
Do you ever try? Like, I try. I stare at my cat's eyes all the time and try to blink and get her to blink back at me, and she doesn't know.
Yeah, when I'm home alone, I'll have a full-out conversation with my dog. And
sometimes me too.
It'll feel like he's listening, but other times it's just like, no.
Yes, he's hearing like, blah, 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 walk, blah, blah, blah,
right.
Blah, 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 food,
mm-hmm.
blah, blah,
yeah,
blah, blah,
like,
bad.
What is this hairless giant saying to me?
Right.
What's your dog look like, or what?
He is a rat terrier mixed with a pug.
Oh, I bet he's a lot of fun and
he
probably
is.
Very active. But
mm-hmm. For being like 11, he's very active.
So let me ask you, Tara, you need 60 men, 60 women
mm-hmm.
To get involved in the Big Brother, Big Sister program. And also Kayla's here. And this is the Mentor 2.0 program, which is really a simple thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
It's a weekly email followed by a monthly visit.
Mm-hmm.
Was it obvious to you that I want to do this? Or did it take a little bit of... I think it's the decision you might sometimes make over time. It takes a while to figure it out. Or did you know right away?
When I was in elementary school, I was paired with a mentor. And I think that was one of the most important things that I did when I was younger. And so I knew that when I had an opportunity, I wanted to do it as well. And one of my good friends is in the traditional program, and she gets a lot out of it. But at the city, we have a special mayor's mentoring initiative, which allows people to join the mentoring program and take off early from work without having to use personal time. And so they're really encouraging people in the city to sign up. And that's when I was like, well, there's no problem then. I might as well. I really wanted to do it.
Yeah, how can you say no to something like that? And I have to believe it's been incredibly rewarding. Do you have kids in your life otherwise?
Do not, no.
And you're really a young adult. You're not a kid. But it's got to be great to be able to have a relationship with somebody a little bit younger than you are.
Yeah, she's like me when I was in high school, but so much smarter. So it's really fun to hang out with her.
Well, I have a gift for you, which is a pass to the museum that you can use whenever you would like.
And thank you.
I really want to encourage you to go. I want to encourage you to go. We'd love to have you explore this building. But in the building next door, there's a new space. It's called Museum Lab. There's a radio studio in it, our satellite studio that you can horse around in. But there also are some exhibits that are geared towards teens and adults that are just really, they defy description. It's a maker space. There's a lot you can do. So that's a chance for you to visit and enjoy the facility there too. Or go back to your childhood and have fun in this building too. Anything else either of you would like to say?
I would just say if anyone's thinking about signing up for the program, don't hesitate. Absolutely do it. It's so worth it.
And it helps children become more open if they can't talk to their parents and feel like they have someone that is willing to help them through high school or whatever grade they're in.
BBBSPGH.org is how you can get more information on Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Greater Pittsburgh. Tara Matthews and Traylon Fitzgerald, you two are incredible. Thank you for being here with us. And I hope we'll see you out at Brashear sometime during the year.
Okay.